Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Something happened to Chris Bledsoe. Something that changed him forever. It started as a fishing trip, but it ended in 4 hours of missing time. By the time it was over, he wasn't the same. Neither were the people who saw it happen. And neither was the U.S. government. Because whatever happened that night, they were watching too. Chris Bledsoe wasn't supposed to be here. Not in this place. Not in this moment. Not standing at the edge of the Cape Fear River, his life unraveling around him, staring out into the black water with nothing left to give. He was a man at his breaking point, a failing business, crippling pain, everything slipping through his fingers. And in that moment, he did the only thing he could. He begged for help. And something answered. For the next 4 hours, Chris Bledsoe disappeared. No footsteps leading away. No sign of where he went. Just gone. And when he came back, he wasn't alone. His son and his co-workers, who had spent the last 4 hours frantically searching for him, were hysterical because they saw something too. They ran. Chris Bledsoe's encounter wasn't just another UFO sighting. It was something bigger. Something that made NASA, the CIA, and top military officials take notice. And the more they investigated, the stranger it all got. Because this wasn't just a sighting, it was an invitation. Chris Bledsoe's story isn't just another UFO sighting. It isn't some grainy, distant light in the sky or a fleeting glimpse of something strange. It's something else entirely. Something that defies categorization. Something that terrified the U.S. government and fascinated intelligence agencies to the point that they wouldn't just investigate it. They would never let it go. A working-class family man from North Carolina, Bledsoe wasn't a conspiracy theorist, a sci-fi enthusiast, or someone chasing attention. He was a deeply religious, well-respected business owner, someone whose entire life was falling apart when he experienced something that would forever alter the course of his existence. It was January of 2007. The economic crash was looming, and Chris was losing everything. His business, his finances, his health. He was suffering from crippling Crohn's disease, a condition so severe that it left him on the brink of despair. With nothing left, he walked away from his friends, his son, and his fishing spot along the Cape Fear River, crying out to God for help. And then something answered. Chris Bledsoe vanished for nearly 4 hours, and when he returned, he was a different man. His disease, gone. His body, healed. And his mind, shattered by what he had seen. Because this wasn't just a UFO encounter. It wasn't just some craft in the sky. It was something greater. Something that seemed to know him. Something that had been waiting for him. And something that didn't just change his life. It changed reality itself. And that's why the government showed up almost immediately. Because whatever happened that night on the banks of the Cape Fear River, it wasn't just a sighting. It was a contact event. And the intelligence agencies tracking UFOs didn't just want to know what Bledsoe saw. They wanted to know why it had chosen him. And once they started investigating, well, that's when things got even stranger. He wasn't just taken. He was healed. And that's what caught the government's attention. Because Chris Bledsoe wasn't just another name in the long history of UFO witnesses. He was the first modern case to make U.S. intelligence rethink everything they thought they knew about these entities. This wasn't just technology. It wasn't just advanced aircraft. This was something else entirely. And if the rumors are true, the U.S. government was terrified of what it meant. Chris Bledsoe had no memory of those 4 missing hours. He tried to explain what happened, but the words didn't come. His son and his co-workers were terrified, convinced they had seen something unnatural. But Chris felt different, stronger, healthier. The crippling pain that had consumed his body for years was gone. It didn't make any sense. None of it did. And every time he tried to piece together what happened, his mind pushed back. Fragments, flashes of something else. A presence, not just the orbs, something behind them, watching. And then the phone rang. It was the government. Not the local sheriff, it was the intelligence community. They wanted to talk, and they weren't asking. Chris had no idea why they cared so much about his sighting. But they weren't just interested in what he saw, they were interested in him. Because whatever happened to Chris Bledsoe that night, he didn't just witness it, he was part of it. Because when an average guy sees something in the sky, it's usually the Air Force that gives him a pat on the back and sends him home. Not classified intelligence agencies knocking on his door before the sun even comes up. Chris Bledsoe wasn't seeking answers, but now it seemed like someone already had them. And they weren't just looking at him. They were watching his entire family. Because this wasn't just a UFO sighting. It was only the beginning. Chris Bledsoe wasn't a conspiracy theorist. He wasn't chasing lights in the sky or looking for extraterrestrial contact. He was a family man, a businessman, and a believer in God. So why, within days of his experience, was the U.S. government at his doorstep? It started small, strange phone calls, unmarked vehicles parked near his home. The kind of things you'd convince yourself were coincidences. Until the men in suits showed up. Not just any officials, high-level government operatives, intelligence personnel, and aerospace insiders. They asked Chris to describe everything he saw, over and over. The orbs, the strange beings, the missing time, his physical condition before and after. And they weren't skeptical, they weren't laughing. They already knew. Chris could see it in their faces, the way they took notes, the way they asked specific questions, as if they weren't trying to confirm his story. They were trying to measure it against something they already had. That's when he realized this wasn't just about what he saw. This was about what they had seen before. And then one of them leaned in.
Mr. Bledsoe, you were never supposed to remember.
Chris wasn't the first person to see something. But what happened to him was different, because they weren't just asking about UFOs. They were asking about his health, his body, his mind. The same chronic illness that had nearly ruined his life, gone. His physical condition, completely restored. And that's when it hit him. This wasn't just a UFO investigation. They wanted to know what changed inside of him. Because if something had the power to heal him, what else could it do? Chris was no longer just a witness. He was the experiment. And whatever had happened to him, the government knew more about it than he did. Chris Bledsoe had seen UFOs, orbs, strange beings, but none of that compared to her. Not long after his initial encounter, Chris began experiencing something that shook him to his core. A presence, a luminous female figure, radiant, otherworldly, overwhelming. When she appeared, the air changed, time felt different, and every time he was left with messages, warnings, visions, knowledge. He called her the Shining Lady, and she wasn't just any being. She was divine, or at least that's what he believed. Because when she spoke of things beyond human comprehension, the fate of mankind, the future of the planet, and something else, something terrifying, a coming reckoning. She told Chris that humanity was on the brink, that decisions were being made, forces were at play, and soon we would all be tested. Chris wasn't the first to receive visions. Prophets, mystics, ancient civilizations, for centuries divine beings, angels, gods, celestial messengers have appeared to humans. So the real question isn't who she was, it's why she chose him. Chris was deeply religious, a Christian man, and to him, the Shining Lady wasn't just a UFO-related phenomenon. She was connected to God. And that's where this story takes a turn that no one wants to talk about. Because Chris wasn't just experiencing extraterrestrial contact. He was experiencing biblical contact. The kind of contact that shatters everything we think we know. What if the stories of divine beings throughout history weren't stories? What if the visions of prophets, the appearances of angels, the voices from the heavens weren't just myths? What if they were the same phenomenon people call UFOs today? Chris's encounters blur the line between religion and extraterrestrial reality. The visions, the messages, the warnings of a coming event. And that brings us to the most dangerous question of all. What if the Shining Lady wasn't just visiting Chris? What if she's been here all along? Chris Bledsoe wasn't just seeing UFOs in the sky. He was seeing something smaller, closer, more personal. Something alive. Orbs. Small, luminous spheres. Sometimes no bigger than a baseball. Sometimes the size of a car. Floating, pulsing, shifting colors, and reacting to his presence. They weren't random. They weren't just lights. They were aware. Chris described them as having intelligence, following him, interacting with him, responding to his thoughts. These weren't just flying objects, they were something else entirely, and they weren't alone. Chris wasn't the first person to report orbs. In fact, they've been reported for centuries. Ancient religious texts describe balls of fire appearing to prophets. Medieval records speak of glowing spheres hovering over battlefields. World War II pilots reported mysterious Foo Fighters, orbs tailing their aircraft, darting at impossible speeds, vanishing without a trace. And then there's the modern day cases. Military pilots and astronauts have recorded them in space. NASA footage has caught strange moving orbs in Earth's orbit. Government UFO reports, even declassified Pentagon documents, reference intelligently controlled spheres. The U.S. Department of Defense doesn't call them orbs. They call them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And guess what type of UAP the Pentagon's ATIP program, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, found the most evidence for? Orbs. Chris claimed that the orbs weren't just watching, they were guiding him. And when they appeared, he felt different. His mind changed. His perceptions altered. They were communicating, just not in words. Which brings up the biggest question of all. Are the orbs technology? Are they living entities? Or are they something we didn't even have words for? Chris believes the orbs weren't here to harm him. They were showing him something. Something about consciousness, reality, time itself. Because when they appeared, reality felt different. Time slowed down. His thoughts felt guided. He understood things before he even had the words to explain them. And here's the kicker. Chris wasn't alone in this. Other experiencers describe the exact same thing. When they see orbs, their thoughts change. Their perceptions shift. It's as if something is reprogramming them in real time. So now we're left with a terrifying question. Are the orbs simply observing us? Or are they changing us? And if they are, for what purpose? Let's get one thing straight. Chris Bledsoe wasn't just another UFO witness. It seemed like the government was keeping a very close eye on him. And not just any branch of the government, the highest levels of military intelligence. One of the first major intelligence figures to approach Bledsoe was Jim Semivan, a former CIA officer. Semivan wasn't just curious, he was deeply involved in studying the UFO phenomenon. And when he met Bledsoe, he came away convinced that something real was happening to him. But Semivan wasn't alone. There was also Dr. Hal Puthoff, one of the most well-connected physicists in classified aerospace research. Puthoff had worked on black-budget Pentagon programs, studying exotic propulsion, zero-point energy, and consciousness-related phenomena. And then came the biggest name of all, the Department of Defense. In 2018, the Pentagon's UFO research program, ATIP, sent representatives to meet Bledsoe. Their interest? Not just the UFOs, but the orbs, the missing time, and more importantly, his apparent connection to it all. Because the phenomenon wasn't just appearing to him, it was responding to him, as if Bledsoe himself was the trigger. The deeper they looked, the weirder things got. One government official told Bledsoe something chilling.
People at the highest levels of national security are paying attention to you. We're watching you, and so are they.
They? Who the hell is they? The implication was clear. This wasn't just about UFOs. This was about something bigger. Something that involved human consciousness, non-human intelligence, and a force that operated beyond our understanding of reality itself. And then there was one final detail. One that made this entire case even stranger. After Chris Bledsoe's encounters, several people who visited his property, including government officials, started experiencing the phenomenon themselves. Some saw orbs. Some had bizarre, reality-bending synchronicities, and some had outright paranormal events occur in their own lives after meeting him. It was as if being near Bledsoe activated something, as if his experience was somehow contagious. And that's when the government's interest exploded. Because now, this wasn't just about one man's experience. This was about a potential key to understanding the phenomenon itself. Which brings up an even bigger question. Does the government already know what Chris Bledsoe experienced? And if they do, why are they so interested in controlling the narrative? Yeah. Chris Bledsoe's story isn't just another UFO case. It's high strangeness at its peak. UFOs, orbs, missing time, government surveillance, a divine entity delivering warnings about the future. If it were just one of those things, skeptics could write it off. But when they all come together, that's when things get dangerous. So here's the real question. How much of this can we actually prove? And more importantly, how much does the government already know? Let's start with the facts. Fact number one, the US government did investigate Bledsoe. We know for a fact that intelligence agencies, Pentagon officials, and former CIA operatives were directly involved in studying his case. Fact number two, the orbs aren't just in Bledsoe's story. These small glowing spheres have been reported for decades, from World War II Foo Fighters to modern-day military UAP encounters. The government has been aware of them for a long time. Fact number three, the Shining Lady isn't unique to his case. Throughout history, glowing female figures have appeared in religious and spiritual encounters. The Virgin Mary, the Divine Feminine, angelic apparitions, all described with eerily similar characteristics. Even government insiders who studied UFOs have admitted there's a spiritual component to all of this. If Bledsoe's story is true, the implications go far beyond UFOs. This isn't just about visitors from another planet. This is about reality itself. And that's where things get weird. Because as much as there are facts, there are also the unanswerable questions. Did the government already know about the phenomenon before Bledsoe's encounter? Are these entities guiding humanity, or are they manipulating us? And the biggest question of all, why him? That's the part no one wants to think about, because if Chris Bledsoe is telling the truth, then everything we think we know about reality is about to change. And the government? They already know. The only question is, how much longer can they keep it hidden? There's something comforting about believing you know how the world works. Believing history is just a series of random events. Believing reality is exactly what it seems. But then you hear a story like this. A man prays for help, and something answers. A man disappears for 4 hours, and when he returns, he's changed. A man sees the impossible, and the government already knows what it is. Chris Bledsoe didn't just witness something, he was part of something. And now, so are we. Because here's the question that no one dares to ask. What if our understanding of reality has always been incomplete? What if the government isn't trying to study the UFO phenomenon? What if they're trying to contain it, manage it, control how much of it you're allowed to see? And if that's true, then the question isn't what happened to Chris Bledsoe. Why are these orbs responding to human consciousness? Why do some people seem more open to the phenomenon than others? The world has always been full of people like Chris Bledsoe. People who've seen things. People who've been changed. People who've returned from something no one else can understand. And every single time, they tell the same story. They were chosen. They were given knowledge. And they were warned. Warned about what? What if something is on the horizon? Something we're just starting to understand. A shift, a turning point, a moment where everything changes. And here's the kicker. The people who know the most about it, they aren't trying to stop it. They're just making sure you don't see it coming. Because if the truth were ever fully revealed, reality itself might not survive it. And that's the final gut punch. What if Chris Bledsoe didn't experience a UFO event? What if he experienced something else entirely? Something that's been here long before we ever realized. And now? Now it's watching, waiting, deciding if humanity is ready, or if we're already too late. If Chris Bledsoe's story is true, then we've been looking at this all wrong. This isn't about them visiting us. This is about us finally seeing what's been here all along. And the real question isn't who's next. It's why haven't we seen it yet?
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. I'm Ralph, and this has been Divergent Files. If you laughed, learned something, or just didn't totally hate this, hit like, subscribe, and all the buttons down there that appease the almighty algorithm. Because boy, they haven't been nice to our channel. If you want more deep dives and to help keep this channel alive, join our crew. Head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles. The world is strange. The stories even crazier. And we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.